Good morning, everyone. It's a chilly Monday, February 17th, 2025. Hope this day finds you doing well. You know, someone once gave me their honest opinion concerning our Southern Baptist Sunday School curriculum. You know, the stuff that we get from Lifeway and so forth. And they told me, they said this, they said that the Sunday School curriculum in most churches really gives us nothing more than sin management. If all we are doing is trying to manage sin, how are we really free in Christ? You know, I didn't agree with him at first, but over time, honestly, I began to see his point. It does seem like much of our Sunday school curriculum deals with sin management and how to manage sins. But, you know, the Bible does encourage us to manage our sins, doesn't it? I mean, think about Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, where Paul says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." He says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And then he says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I think we can agree that sin management is not a bad thing. It's necessary if we're going to walk with Jesus in this fallen world. Now, you may be wondering what it is I'm getting at. Well, I'm trying to underscore two realities. The first being that we have been set free from sin. Romans 6:18 says that. But also that we should live wisely in this fallen world. Paul says that in Romans 5. I'm also trying to show how these two realities help us wrestle, or as we wrestle with sin. Because a saved person will wrestle with sin. They're not just going to roll over and let sin have its way. No, they're going to wrestle with it. And I believe knowing that they are set free from sin's power comforts those who wrestle, because they will understand that sin does not have to rule their lives. And then, knowing that they are instructed to live wisely can comfort them. As they struggle, they're comforted that way, because God would not instruct us to do something that is impossible. He instructs us to do something that He alone can help us do if we will allow Him to. So what do we do if we find ourselves stuck in a particular sin, maybe a sin that we're really wrestling with, we've tried for years to overcome? What do we do? I want to let you know to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Every day, keep moving forward. Don't stop walking with God. And keep focusing forward. Forget your mistake. Don't let failure master you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And even if you stumble, keep going. Keep moving forward. Don't stop to think about it. Don't stop to feel guilty. Just keep on moving. I want to leave you with this last thought, and this is kind of a short podcast today, and you have to forgive me, I've just ate a cookie and drank a cup of coffee, so. Finding Nemo is one of our favorite movies in my family, and you know, it was a popular movie when my kids were younger, and there's really one particular line that sticks out in my mind. Keep on swimming. Do you remember that? Keep on swimming. Keep on swimming. What was the address that Dory kept trying to say? It was like P-51 Sherman, Wallaby Way, something like that. Anyway, Dory kept repeating this phrase, and she did it so that she could remember. But not only so that she could remember, because she had like this short-term memory loss thing going on, but also so that she could focus on her mission. She did it to remember, but also to focus on the mission. Believers absolutely have to do this type of focus. And I believe we've got to keep moving forward at all costs, because Satan wants nothing more than to see us commit a sin, get stuck in that sin, and beat ourselves up over and over again so that we are, in a sense, in a rut and cannot move. So today, remember, if that's you and you're struggling with something, keep on swimming. Keep on moving forward. Don't give one thought. Keep on going. I hope that you are blessed and realize how blessed you are, and that you have a fabulous, wonderful day. God bless you.